98.5 Star 98. It's time now for In the Kitchen with Laura McKenna.
Was it grilling season at your house yet?
Oh, we've been grilling all year long. As long as it's over like 20 degrees and not a lot of wind, we'll grill. That doesn't bother us at all.
Well, if you're opening the grill for the first time and you're looking at last year's gunk that has built up on your grill and thinking, oh, God, how are we going to get that off? I have a simple, easy, non-toxic way to do it. No cleaning products required. You probably already have this in your kitchen, but all you need is an onion.
What?
So fire up the grill, cut an onion in half, and take the cut side face downwards on a heated grate to remove the buildup grime and grit. So if you take like some kitchen tongs or some things and kind of poke it into the top of the onion, and then you can rub it on the grill. The onion, you may not have known this because I know you stay as far away from onions as you possibly can.
Indeed.
But onions have a natural antibacterial property in them that kind of eats away at some of the gunk and kind of cleans it for you in the process. The great thing is if you're cooking with a charcoal grill, you can just toss the onion down into the charcoals. As it cooks, you get an onion flavor infusion into whatever you're grilling. But if not, you can just use the onion to clean your grill and then toss it in the garbage as well. But if it's a little extra baked on super, super gunky grit, you can spray lemon juice on the grate and then use the onion, or even a little white vinegar spray and then use the onion. But you will never need to spray any harsh chemicals on. They could then later also infuse into your food.
I'll just use the bristle brush. I'll just use the thing that we use to scrape off the extra gunk, because I don't want onion flavor on whatever is put on the grill, whether it's chicken or burgers or whatever. Yeah. That is not going to... Look, that's a great tip for people who like onions. I don't like onions, so...
You would never know that an onion was rubbed on your grill unless you saw someone doing it, and then you go, ooh, I can taste onion on this.
Here we go again. You know what?
I'm five.
Back when I was a kid, I had onions once on a hamburger, and my parents were like, "What is scrape it off?" They screwed up, whatever. I ordered it without ketchup, or just with ketchup, but they put onions and mustard on, whatever. Just scrape it off. You don't think you can still taste the onions and some mustard on the scraped off portion of
Of course, there's probably some remnants of the mustard. Not going to kill you, but. Yeah, if you take the onion off, you probably can't still taste the onion on there.
You can. Yes, you can.
Raw onion.
Yeah, whatever onions come on a fast food burger. Yeah, you scrape off that crap, you still have that little taste of onion on there.
Oh, my God.
And now you're going to tell me that rubbing onions on the grate of the grill that won't taste like onion, whatever you put on the grill.
For all the other adults listening to this show today, that's a great non-toxic way to clean your grill, and you're welcome.
Star 98.
Star 98. Star 98.